With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. FBI Director Kash Patel says investigators are still interviewing witnesses and gathering evidence in yesterday's shooting of two National Guard members in D.C.
The firearm and other materials have been sent to our Quantico laboratory already yesterday for immediate analysis. That work is ongoing. Partnering with the D.C. United States Attorney's Office, we have also executed multiple search warrants around the country to include the subject's last known residence, which is in the state of Washington.
President Trump calls the shooting an act of terror and orders 500 more guard troops to D.C. Homeland Security suspends Afghan immigration processing indefinitely while investigators review security protocols in the wake of an attack in Washington. President is criticizing a program that brought Afghans who helped fight the Taliban into the U.S.
The shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. is throwing a spotlight on Operation Allies Welcome, a program that brought around 76,000 Afghans to the United States after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Sources say the suspect was granted asylum in April after serving in an Afghan army unit that worked with the CIA in Kandahar. In a post on social media Wednesday night, President Trump reiterated his goal to rescreen every Afghan who entered the country under the program.
We must take all necessary measures to ensure the removal of any alien from any country who does not belong here or add benefit to our country. If they can't love our country, we don't want them.
Jennifer King, Washington.
President Trump is sending along his best wishes on this national holiday.
On behalf of the First Lady and the entire Trump family, I want to wish all Americans a very, very happy Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the year and our country is doing really well.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade officially launched the holiday season this morning. This is SRN News. Another abortion clinic is closing.
Planned Parenthood of Greater Ohio says it's shutting down its clinic in Franklinton because of President Trump's efforts to remove taxpayer funding for all businesses that perform abortions. That makes 45 Planned Parenthood clinics close this year. Most of the closures have taken place in pro-abortion states, such as California, Illinois, and Minnesota. Planned Parenthood takes in hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars every year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Bible Society's annual report finds that about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a rare Fabergé egg that's up for auction.
Christie's Auction House in London says the winter egg is valued at more than $26 million. It's one of only seven such eggs remaining in private hands. The egg is made from rock crystal with a snowflake motif of platinum and 4,500 tiny diamonds. It opens to reveal a basket of jeweled quartz flowers. The egg was commissioned by Tsar Nicholas II in 1913 as a present for his mother. It changed hands several times and was believed lost until it was auctioned in 1994. Karen Chamas, London.
Girls flag football is spreading like wildfire into American high schools, but for Florida, it's nothing new. Girls have been playing flag football there for over 20 years. The current boom is being fueled by millions of dollars from benefactors like Nike and NFL. More details, SRNNews.com.